To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Tukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Tukovich. And a reminder to our listeners, our phone number's here up until about an hour after today's program, 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And those are the same numbers you can reach us during the week. And don't forget to visit our website at dukovichfinancial.com. And you spell that D-U-K-O-V-I-C-H, dukovichfinancial.com. When you're done giving thanks for Thanksgiving, that's for sure, around the dinner table, everyone had a good time. It was a nice week last week, relaxing. Now people start thinking about charitable giving. Well, what you might want to do is you might want to check out the organization you're giving money to. And there's a search you can do on a computer. You go to irs.gov, and they have a tax-exempt organization search. A lot of times with all these disasters going on, people saying, hey, we're here to help this group or that group. And sometimes those people saying they're here to help aren't really there to help. They're there to take your money. So if you go to irs.gov, G-O-V, not .com, please get that correct, irs.gov, you can do the tax-exempt organizational search. Now, here's some facts you can find about using this tool. You can use it to confirm an organization is tax-exempt and eligible to receive tax-deductible charitable contributions. Nice thing about giving money to charity, you get to deduct it. Now, this year is going to be a little different for everybody. I keep in mind, because the new standard deduction for married filing jointly is $24,000. Look at last year's itemized deduction page in your tax return. Look at all those deductions. Did they total over $24,000? If they didn't, I mean, you can still make the charitable contribution. You just won't get the deduction. And most people I talk to, even if the new deduction comes into play and they're not itemizing, they're still giving the money to the charities. They're still writing the check no matter what. But if you're looking for tax write-offs, people say, well, what's a strategy? What can I do? You know, I like to get a little bit more bang out of my tax dollars. Well, what you might want to do is, let's think about this. If you are about to give money and you give money next year too and you want to get over that $24,000 threshold, give it to them now. Give them this year's money and next year's money. Now, next year's money, you might not be able to get the deduction if you fast forward it now. It'll give you a bigger deduction this year, and next year you just take a pass and you get them the following year. Or you double up next year. And next year, I hate to say it, 31 days away, right? December 31st. 31 days, 12 hours, whatever the heck it is, but it's coming quicker than you think. So that's something to think about. People have been trying to group deductions to get over and above that new standard deduction amount. That's one way of doing it. So, you know, look into that. But that's the new numbers. But check out the charities you can use to make sure this organization is a real exempt, tax-exempt organization that qualifies you for a tax deduction. Because the bottom line is, let's say you put money in on your tax return under that charitable contribution, and it's not a real organization, I'm sorry, the IRS isn't going to show you any love. They're going to say, you should have checked the organization out. Therefore, we declined the deduction. You owned a tax. So be very careful. Don't get schnookered. You can also find out if an organization had its status revoked for any reason. You know, a common reason for being revoked is when an organization does not file its Form 990 series return for 3 consecutive years. So you can check that out. So you have a number of other things. Sometimes organizations aren't listed, and they may be able to receive money, like different churches or whatnot. They'll have a lot of information on there. Then there's an interactive tax assistant that you can look at. Can I deduct my charitable contribution? So a lot of things that you can look into. This year, I think it's going to be a little bit different for a lot of people because of the new standard deduction at $24,000. And if you're over 65, you get an extra bump up of $1,300 if you're married filing jointly each. So, you know, you got a nice deduction there. So please don't let that stop your charitable contributions. It's just you might not be able to deduct them until you get over that threshold of $24,000. which is a nice level. And that's one of the reasons why they think a lot of people aren't going to file a long form. They think a lot more people now are going to file shorter forms. And, of course, with the IRS, you have a lot of different ways of preparing your taxes. You have the free tax prep. And they're saying more than 70% of the taxpayers qualify for free tax software through IRS free file. 70% of the people filing get free tax software on the IRS site. It's called IRS free file. How about that? Now, this special service is available only on IRS.gov or through the mobile app. I don't know about you. I'm not looking at my phone doing my taxes. I have a hard enough time staring at the computer doing my taxes and seeing the numbers. But you can do it on your phone if you want to. So you have the IRS free file that lets taxpayers who've earned less than $66,000 prepare and e-file a return for free. So you go to, again, IRS.gov and click on the file, see if that works for you. You also have the volunteer income tax assistance and tax counseling for the elderly. That's VITA. A lot of people call it VITA. And you can find a VITA site, again, through the IRS.gov site. A lot of times you'll see them at, like, libraries, churches, where you have people there helping people file their taxes. Sometimes it's complicated, but if you've run into somebody who's been doing it for quite some time, they can help you get through it. Just make sure you have all the information. You can't believe how many people I run into. Well, you know, I have to amend my tax return. I'm like, why? Well, I forgot to add in all my interest in dividends and capital gains. I said, yeah, they probably want to know about that because they do tax that. Let's just hope they don't penalize you too much. So you have that. And then, of course, you have the paid tax preparers. There's a lot of different preparers out there, from basically a self-employed person all the way up to a full-fledged certified CPA that helps you file your taxes. So hopefully that helps you out a little bit as you get prepared. 31 days till the end of the year. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Money Line Show. My name is George Dukovich. We will be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.